Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. In Bed-Stuy, his family says he had some mental issues, and maybe that's what caused him to go off. A man is dead after a domestic disturbance turned into a standoff with police. Juliet Papa says an officer was also injured after what turned into a shootout.
The gunfire erupted early in the morning at the Kosciuszko Street brownstone. Police responded. A hostage negotiating team tried to make contact. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says
the perpetrator fired approximately 20 rounds from inside of the residence.
When he fired at cops, he struck Detective Matthew Gale in the leg. Police returned fire, according to Mayor Mamdani.
The alleged perpetrator was shot on the scene and has since died.
The detective is recovering. The suspect's family told police he had mental health issues. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
6th Avenue getting some upgrades, folks. Bus lanes, widened bike lanes, the works. Mayor Mamdani announced that today, along with NYC DOT Commissioner Mike Flynn. The proposal calls for upgrades that will be designed to deliver faster and more reliable service for more than 51,000 daily bus riders. It would add new offset bus lanes from its Watts Street to 34th section, as where right now they don't have any bus lanes. And for cycling, the project will widen the avenue's existing protected lanes north of 35th on up to 59th Street. That'll create a double-wide bike lane for most of the avenue. The mayor says, yeah, every day some 51,000 folks get stuck in traffic and it slows them down and takes up their valuable time, so we need to fix that. So they'll be having a series of hearings and everything to discuss it with Community Board 4 and see what happens from there. At the Knicks parade yesterday, a pair of fans risked their own safety to climb up some scaffolding to get to a reveler. Apparently, he was having some type of a medical emergency.
In the Canyon of Heroes, a few Knicks fans suddenly earned the title themselves.
Yo, bro. You gotta get up, bro.
That's Peter Shreedon trying to wake a man unconscious on top of a glass subway elevator structure.
I see a dude and he's gone, man. He's passing out. He's throwing up in his mouth.
Off-duty EMT Simone Kelly, who was nearby, also climbed up and administered Narcan.
You can tell when someone is having a medical emergency. I just sprung into action.
The man did wake up and then offered an unexpected thank you.
He comes up very romantic. He comes up trying to kiss me.
Kelly says she pushed him back, kept him focused, and helped get him safely down. Darius Radzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
I'm glad he's okay, but ew. Didn't he just say he threw up in his mouth and he's trying to kiss somebody? Anyway, quite a situation yesterday. There were all kinds of stories coming out of that, but overall it was a good parade all around. Really, really good. Talk about the World Cup now. A deli owner who says his business is out of this world, no pun intended. Monica Guy went to a spot where they're cashing in on World Cup business in a big-time way.
Sandwich diplomacy with a slice of Jersey hospitality.
At Parkwood Deli, the Italian hero, ham, salami, and provolone. Boar's Head ham, Genoa salami, provolone domestic, lettuce, tomato, on a seeded belpani roll.
Known to his social media followers as the Deli Guy, Roger Shorebush is welcoming hungry people from all over the world to the Parkwood Deli.
I've never had any of this.
Where are you from?
Germany.
What have you heard about Roger's sandwiches?
That they're really good. She's been showing me his videos for like the past 5 months now, and now we're here.
From newcomers to forever fans, there's a Sammy for everyone.
I usually just get a basic chicken cutlet sandwich.
What makes these sandwiches better than anything else?
Roger makes them, and he makes them with love.
At the Parkwood Deli in Midland Park, Bergen County, New Jersey, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And as we go on the air, Team USA begins play against Australia. Oh, they were the bomb the other day. We beat Paraguay 4-1, the team's best performance yet under head coach Mauricio. And when you toss in the stage, the stakes, and the implications, arguably one of the best ever by an American men's team at the Cup. They're hoping to keep the momentum going now against Australia, but they'll be doing it without its injured star, Christian Pulisic. It's a top-of-the-table clash in Group D there after Australia beat Turkey 2-0. Somebody said, OG Anunoby is available if they need a tip-in kick. We'll keep you posted on the game, everybody. By the way, getting back to the World Cup, if you want to watch the game but you're busy today and out and about, Mayor Mamdani and the city once again putting out the game on Link NYC kiosks, just like they did for the NBA playoffs. You can watch the game on one of the at least 200 spots all over the city. Those tall silver screens that you see on the sidewalks. Yep. They'll play the next four Friday matches and the final, which happens at MetLife with Spanish language coverage from Telemundo. How do you find these kiosks? Well, I'll tell you. There's a map which shows all the locations, and you can find it at link.nyc.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.